For are you going to get kicked off the real real by what you're about to admit here?
I wouldn't call you a jealous person.
Oh, good. Okay, that makes you feel good. Thank you.
And Adam goes, we have to get out of here right now. I was being an empath. I was feeling your stress with you.
You sent my close friend's story.
I did.
Adam, yes, you little rat. You little rat.
Many tech issues.
We just had
we're live.
A few memory card problems.
This is bringing me back to the good old days years ago.
Where we would like
when nothing would ever work for us.
Lose episodes every week and we'd be like, sorry guys, no new episode this week because we like lost it.
I hope we're not speaking it into existence because honestly, when all this was happening, I was kind of like, this feels like a bit of a bad omen for
deja vu.
Feels like old times.
Are you comfortable over there? Adam has his shirt unbuttoned to his belly button.
Guys, it's so hot. I just went to Barry's.
It really is crazy.
I went to Barry's and did I talk about how the guy, there's this one guy in my Barry's class all the time who like points the hair dryer at himself? Did I already talk about this before?
No. Not the hair dryer.
Okay, there's this
a new character unlocked.
So now that I go to pretty much the same classes every single week. So I start to see kind of some repeat characters. And there's obviously that one guy that's super hot that I think I've talked about on the podcast before that he and I like are always making eyes on each other.
The guy that like put his bag down next to you?
No, it was a guy.
You know who I'm talking about, though. The guy that was like wanting to talk to you.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. The stalker. My
stalker. Yeah. Different
so
guy.
So I have my stalker, but then I also have the hot guy. And then, so now there's a new character unlocked for you guys, which is this one specific guy who, at the end of a Barry's class, he is always pointing one of the Dyson hair dryers at himself to dry himself off.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Okay. There's only two Dyson hair dryers in the men's bathroom at Barry's. And there's like one specific corner where people go to like use the hairdryer. So tight quarters, only two people fit there.
Okay.
Naturally, there's a lot of people that are at Barry's class. So everybody is obviously going to be fighting for the hairdryer. And so there is this one specific guy that maybe like 3 or 4 weeks ago at this point, I noticed that he's always pointing the hairdryer at himself. A couple weeks ago, I go up to the other hairdryer that's available and it was broken. And I was like, well, fuck. So there's only one available hairdryer for me to use now. And it's currently being pointed at this guy's chest hair to dry him off. I very politely asked him, I'm like, oh, is it okay if I use that? And he goes, I guess.
Oh my God. I was
sass.
So rude.
I have a look at all this hair in my head that I need to dry.
The okay? sass from that man.
I've never experienced anything like it. It was literally so rude. And I was like, oh. I'm sorry, I'll give it right back to you. And then he ended up, I think, realizing like how rude it was. And so he apologized. Okay. But then he walked away.
Was he still actively drying himself?
Yes. Mind you, this man had it like propped up, just like drying himself off in this corner.
Like leisurely. Yeah.
It wasn't like
with a purpose.
Yeah. Correct. It was like propped off while he's like brushing his hair and doing all kinds of things like that. It's like basically just a fan pointed at him. I'm like, that is not the use case of this hair dryer.
Right.
There are people who need to dry their locks.
Okay? I kind of feel this way like at the gym with machines. Some people will just be sitting on a machine, not doing shit.
Yeah, like on their phone.
Yes. I'm like, I understand you're supposed to rest in between sets, like 90 seconds or something. That's more than 90 seconds you're sitting on TikTok.
Yeah, you tell them.
And I want that machine that you're on. So I'll just kind of walk back and forth because I don't really have the guts to like ask yet or be like, can I use it when you're done? So I'll just like walk back and forth and like look at them.
Well, Kathy, you know what the phrase
clearly
is.
Clearly pacing around.
Can I work in?
Can you work
in? Oh, I know. There's signs Katie all over the gym that say, don't be shy, ask to work in.
What does that mean?
Like in between sets, like while they're resting, you do your set and then vice versa. That's what like when Jack and I go together, we'll work in with each other.
Yeah.
But like, I get nervous with gym bros. The gym bros kind of stress me out.
I've never heard that term before.
Gym bro. Like I'm Work good in? With like spending time in the vicinity of a gym bro, but like I get nervous about speaking to a gym bro, you know?
That's funny. I don't even know how I got on the topic of the hair dryer. I
legitimately never heard that term before.
Work in.
Work in.
It's kind of funny. I'm a class gal.
You're a class gal. Yeah, exactly. They definitely don't have a sign like that at the Lifetime. The thing that you mentioned about people sitting on machines and just like using their phone the entire time, I had this epiphany at the gym yesterday where I was like, I'm just going to like look around and see what everybody's doing. Quite literally every single person at the gym was on their phone.
Yeah, like no one really, but then there is the odd person that like doesn't take breaks. And I'm like, holy fuck.
The only time I've ever used or not the only time I've ever, but the last time in memory that I've used the machines at the gym is the one time that you personal trained me at the Wall Street Lifetime.
wow, what happened? Why didn't you keep going with it?
I don't know.
Adam, you're one client.
I know. So rude.
He was on Slack. He didn't hear what
I said. Oh my God.
So drive nutty. He said, wait. I do get Slack.
Adam literally didn't even hear what she just said. Yeah. Oh my God.
I saw.
I was like, I don't have any idea what this girl said.
Be present.
No, I am. I just turned my phone over. I'm not on Slack right now.
Adam, that's so bad.
Because no, I know. Like, it's
we're
really
working right now.
I know his cues.
She knows the vacant stare.
Guys, yeah. I'm dialed in. what did I miss in the 2 seconds that I was just like?
I said the last time in recent memory that I used a machine at the gym was the one time that you personal trained me at the Wall Street Lifetime.
I don't even remember doing that. That must have been forever ago.
It was at least a year ago when I lived in my old apartment.
I kind of missed the Wall Street Lifetime. That was a good lifetime. Did you know they also opened Barry's on Wall Street?
But the Wall Street Lifetime is in a basement.
It is, but it's in an dark old bank vault, so it's kind of like cool.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And large. I mean, the one that we're next to is not any better, I would say.
No, but at least there's natural light.
True.
I don't That's like fair. Dungeon vibes.
The one that's close to Colby and I that I go to is so packed all the time.
Mm.
Like you have to wait in a line to get on a treadmill.
Yeah, not at Crunch.
I think that we need a sign that says "Don't be shy, work in."
You guys should go to Crunch. They expanded.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. There's a whole new
Colby
floor
and
now.
I walked by it. I think maybe a week or so ago, and I was like, "Oh, is that the Crunch that Katie goes to?" And she was like, "Yeah,
yeah."
I've never seen it before.
Yeah, it's electric.
It was.
They have a DJ.
They always have crazy lights going on and
crazy
Crunch
lights. Yeah, but like not all the time. Only certain times of day. They have like different like power hour at like 4:30 or something.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but all the gym bros, like, I don't know. There must be some unspoken thing. They all come in at like 4:30 and are like, their shirts are like cropped on purpose. Like, there's a lot going on.
The old David Barton gym, that's what it's called, right?
Yeah, yeah. The gay one?
They reopened with something else.
It was in the West Village?
It's a temple now.
That was temple. Yeah. The big one with the disco balls is temple.
Yeah. Okay.
Huh.
But I saw a lot of, the one in Chelsea.
Temple.
I thought was closed.
David Barton gym.
Yeah.
I don't, who's David Barton?
But now I guess I don't know. He was a gym guy. But now I saw a lot of gays leaving.
I think that's the gay gym, yeah.
Yeah.
And they all have sex in the bathroom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's really an epidemic.
I heard about that at the Hudson Street Equinox.
No, there's a really big underground sex ring happening at the gyms of Manhattan.
That's
like
crazy.
Just so you know.
Jesus.
The steam rooms are not safe.
It's probably fun for some. Not for you.
That was my worst nightmare.
Sounds really unsanitary.
No, like disgusting. I won't even go into a public sauna or steam room to begin with. Sauna is actually better. I won't go into a steam room usually.
We're going in a sauna this weekend. We're doing the sauna class.
You're finally going to the place that I've been telling you is like really nice.
Which one?
And you would like
Other ship on Saturday. We're going to Other Ship.
Was I supposed to sign up?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
She reserved it. So we're doing there's a bachelorette happening this weekend that we are invited to. Our friend Mia.
A bachelorette
is getting married, and she is doing a bunch of things, but one of the things is a group sauna class at Other Ship. And they do cold plunge as well.
I love that.
So we will be saunaing and cold plunging.
I'm kind of scared.
Don't be. You're going to crush it.
I haven't cold plunged in
He's
quite
scared
some
of
time.
Going in the public sauna.
Yeah, I don't really like the idea of a
public
sauna.
It's bougie.
It's very clean.
I believe you, but it's still like, I don't know.
What grosses you out?
I mean, maybe this will change me. I'm willing to
You've
try anything
to
once.
You've gone to Core Power. That place is gross.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. I'll take it.
Like, I can't think too much about the sanitation of heated workouts.
And not to mention, they do not pay their instructors nearly enough. I was seeing TikToks about it. Absolutely insane.
Yeah, I think they get paid like $25.
Meanwhile, the membership cost is insane. So, like, where's the money going?
Correct. One of my friends became a Core Power instructor recently. I need to ask her about it.
Yeah, I hear that they're severely underpaid. That's like all, that's what I saw, the discourse.
Yeah.
What she told me though is that like her motive for becoming a soul or whatever it is, Core Power instructor, is that she gets to go to Core Power for free now.
I mean, yeah, it's expensive. So
yeah. And she was like, that was like my primary workout. So if I just become an instructor and teach like one time a week, I can just go for free whenever I want.
True. I mean, it is a really good workout. I was just getting migraines from the heat. I can't like do heat. I don't think I can do heated workouts. Like, just doesn't interact well with my body.
Yeah. I feel like once a week is like good to flush your system.
Yeah. But I was going three times a week. That was just not. And not to mention the hair wash schedule was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Because your hair is just soaked. I couldn't do it.
Wait, Katie, you want to hear something funny?
Of course I do.
Somebody walking in your staircase reminded me of this. I sent your story to your neighbor.
Which one?
About your windows?
About the windows.
She alerted. She let him know the guy was coming.
Oh, did she? Oh, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I thought that you said that you were going to offer.
Well, okay, so I was.
Yeah.
But so upstairs neighbor, he insulated his windows.
Right.
So there's, I don't think he can get his windows cleaned.
Oh.
Or at least from the outside, I believe it's like stuck in there. Like he got an extra pane put on.
Oh.
So I didn't want to then like flaunt in his face that I was getting mine cleaned if his aren't able to be cleaned.
Yeah.
So I didn't tell him.
You kept it to yourself.
You sent my close friend's story.
I did.
Adam, yes, you little rat. You little rat.
Guys, mind you, Katie's close friend story is literally her, the three floors of her building, and it's her windows, which are spotless and stunning. And then she goes, ours versus our neighbors.
Adam
got our windows clean yesterday, and now look at ours compared to our neighbors. And I immediately screenshotted it and sent it to your upstairs neighbor. And
oh,
I go,
love that. Thanks. All right, I'm taking you off my fucking close friend story.
I go, Katie,
you're really, a little rat.
I go, Katie, really putting you on blast. He goes, would it have killed her to do mine while she was there? I risk my life weekly tripping over Katie's boxes.
Oh my God. Oh, you want to talk boxes? He gets more than I do. You want to talk boxes, honey? I saw your 12 bowl and branch boxes in the hallway last week. Uh-huh.
That's so funny. And then I told him I was going to tell you, and he was like, wait. No, it was a joke. I promise. It was a joke. Don't tell her.
We have a good thing going, but I definitely like should have told him.
I just started the war of the neighbors.
No, there's no war.
You're like, you want to hear about boxes?
There's no bad blood here. We're both shopaholics. It's fine. We can relate on that.
This is like my pickup line for guys is your windows, I guess now.
I mean, it's literally changed my life. Like, look how bright it is in here.
No, it looks good.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, yeah, the windows look really nice.
10 years of grime on my windows. I did ask my landlord if they would do it, but my landlord said no. Someone commented, I posted a video of like the before and after, and someone commented like, doesn't your landlord do this for you or something? And there was like so many likes on it. I'm like, are all your landlords out here cleaning your windows for you?
So I kind of also thought that landlords do that, but
like,
I actually,
if you're in a high rise, yeah, I feel like then that
I think
makes
if it's
sense.
Like a managed building, then yes.
Yeah.
But like, for example,
mine's privately owned. So
Colby and I's windows, I don't think we have cleaners. When we first moved in, though, my mom literally like got out on the little fire escape and cleaned the shit out of the window in my room.
Oh, that's nice.
But you can't clean the ones that are in our living room or Colby's room.
Or the skylight. How would you get the skylight?
You could actually clean it. My mom cleaned the skylight, too.
Natural cleaning.
The rain.
Yeah.
Let the rain fall down.
Did she go on the roof?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Ma Elena wasted no time. She was on the roof. She had a scrub mop situation. She was mopping the skylight. Yeah, she was at it.
It's crazy.
I don't know.
Well, speaking of exciting things like getting your windows cleaned, how was your weekend?
Last
weekend
was good.
Since I was out of town, I like missed all the fun.
Oh,
I want to like discuss. You forgot?
Well, I'm just like, what weekend was that? Time is like really going by way too fast.
Wait, do the intro first.
Oh.
Because we're going to totally forget.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
It's so fun to hear you say that. I've missed you.
I missed you guys too while I was on my world travels.
Yeah.
While I literally flew to Sydney for 3 days.
But you're back.
It's so crazy that you were there for such a short amount of time because you were gone for so long.
Well, it only takes me 24 hours to get there.
Oh, wait, but also Miami.
Like, you were gone for a full week,
but
you were
there for a blip.
Are there any, like, fun nuggets of stories from Miami from this past weekend? I feel like I've been doing nothing.
Think if anything fun happened in Miami. So, Miami, I was also there for work, but then stayed the weekend with friends, obviously.
Right.
So, actually, one of our friends' friends, because obviously, in classic Adam fashion, I love to steal my friends' friends. So I went on a group trip with my friend's friends when my friend was not there.
What do they call it? There's like a word, a phrase now for these friends, like
Friend stealers?
Have you? No. I'm talking about like friends of friends. Like there's a word.
I say that I inherit friend. They're my inherited friends.
Inherited friends. It's almost like, I think they call them like step friends.
Oh, yes. Step friends.
Step You're friends. Right. I've seen this that. Discussed on TikTok where it's like step, like your step friends are like the friends of your friend. You're like closer with one friend and they're friends.
Yes.
That then you can become close with, but of course you're going to have your like OG original friend that like yes. unlocked those step friends.
Yes. So one of my best friends' friends.
Yeah.
One of my best friends who I stole from Katie in Colby, obviously. Her group of friends, that's like a separate group, invited me on this trip with them to Miami.
Yeah.
And so
your step friends.
My step
friends.
Was
she originally going or did you take her spot?
No. So they had asked her if she wanted to go and she said no. And they were like, this is crazy, but why don't we just ask Adam if he wants to go? And so then they asked me.
Obsessed.
And then I ended up also having a meeting for work in Miami. So I was like, oh, this is perfect.
I always think it's great when like step, when you start to like all just become one big group. And it's like, you don't have to necessarily be there, like as the OG friend.
Yeah.
To have your step friends and then your OG friends like hang out. Like all, friends hanging out is always a good thing. But it has taken me like age and wisdom to understand this. Because there certainly were times in like college where I would get really offended if like someone that I was really close with started hanging out with like, without me.
It's like flattering.
Other people.
It's like, oh, you.
That I'm friends with.
My friends are like such great people that they have found each other and also love each other and want to hang out.
Like it's with all each good. Other.
It is kind of funny though, because the equivalent of like what I did is basically like, imagine I went on a trip with like Callie and Julia and the Boston girls.
Colby's home friends.
You weren't there.
Yeah. It would be the same.
I think like as long
as you guys would have a great time.
In that situation, it's like, as long as like the, I'm struggling to come up with a word, like the OG, like the
yeah, she was included.
The friend was invited.
Yeah.
But then you kind of like step over her to go on the trip with the step friends. Like, correct. But she was invited.
Yeah.
I think the key here is to always make sure everyone is invited.
Yeah. But you're also so right. Like in college, I would have been like mortified if let's say like
one of your,
if like Alex was hanging out with my friends without me there or something like that.
Yeah.
Or like if somebody was hanging out with Alex without me there.
I think you still would be.
No, I would. You're so right.
Yeah, don't act like you're grown.
I'm territorial.
If we hung out with Alex without you and you weren't invited, that would be
imagine
brown.
No, you guys can hang out with Alex without me. Went on a trip with Alex and Mahi without you.
I wouldn't be offended. I'd be like so jealous.
You would talk mad shit.
I wouldn't even talk shit. I'd find a way to get there. Like even if I had,
wouldn't miss it.
There would be no missing that trip for me. It would be life or death for me to make it to that trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Colby's so right. Like, don't act like I'm grown. Like, I'm not. Like, I'm not grown at all. Like, actually, I am such a jealous person that would not fly with me.
No, I think it's like exclusive. Like, just in that situation, I couldn't imagine you just being like, okay,
like, yeah,
I wouldn't call you a jealous person.
Oh, good. Okay, that makes you feel good. Thank you.
You would just be like, where was my invite? But if you weren't available, you wouldn't be offended if it happened without you.
Well, there's literally no scenario where I would not be available.
You would like, just make yourself available.
Correct. Like, it'd be my sister's wedding, and I'd go to my sister's wedding and then immediately get on a flight.
Yeah.
Like, I'd find a way.
That's so funny. No, but I have seen, like, discourse about this lately on TikTok where people are like, if you aren't happy that, like, your step friends are, like, a part of... I forget what the exact verbiage of the TikTok was, but I was like reading the comments and I'm like, yeah, I'm glad that we're all on the same page about this now.
And also people ebb and flow. Like sometimes people will be in a relationship and like that'll be their priority. And like maybe their friends are single. And like if you're a single person, then maybe you would just naturally will gravitate towards spending more time with the single group. You know, that happens to be your friend's friends.
And as the person in the like in a relationship, you need to see that happening and not be offended by it. Like, because I remember like when I was single, I liked spending time with single people because I'm like, we relate and we'll all be fun and flirty.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Now Katie's a read her book and watch her shows and...
Hey, I still go out. Oh, you put a sock in it, Adam
put
Harrison.
A sock in it.
I still go out. I get lit.
You
I
do,
have
you
fun.
You do.
Just wait till this weekend. You'll
That's
see.
That's true. You'll That's see. True.
I have some new dancing shoes that I'm going to...
Oh, okay.
That I'm going to whip out.
Wait, I just also realized that there's an entire theme to this party.
Yeah, Mamma Mia.
Okay.
Oh, can we say that? Is that a spoiler?
I'm sure it's fine.
I don't think she cares. I doubt she's Mia doesn't listen to this podcast. Yeah, you need to get some sparkles.
I need to donate my Mamma Mia-esque outfit to someone.
You can donate it to me. What is it?
You can't wear it. Sorry, it's a skirt.
I mean, he could.
You can figure it out. Wait, what if I wore it as like a thingy on my chest?
A crop top?
Yeah.
Like a tube
that
top?
That would be crazy.
I ordered a dress from The Real Real. We'll see.
Oh.
Oh, I totally should have bought something from The Real Real.
You're going off.
No, The Real Real is really like... has really
I
been...
I forgot that denim is also Mamma Mia-ish.
Yeah, there's Mamma Mia, the theme Mamma Mia.
It's kind of a broad theme.
Doesn't really like necessarily reflect the movie as a whole.
Wait, so I can just be denim on denim?
You can wear denim on denim. That would be good.
Like,
easy.
The decade.
Do you have a denim shirt?
I feel like.
I have like a denim jacket. Hmm. I could do like a white shirt tucked into my jeans and then my denim jacket.
Yeah, denim would work.
Or you a black shirt tucked into my
jeans.
You
should get like a bedazzled bow tie.
Okay. Pop the hell off.
I don't even know. The Real Real, we'll see if it comes.
Yeah, The Real Real is questionable on delivery timelines.
Yeah, we'll see. But if not, I have actually 30 sequined pieces in my closet, I can confidently say.
My Real Real girl was actually supposed to come to the apartment this morning, and then I totally forgot to reply to her.
You have a Real Real girl?
Yeah, I sell a lot of shit and buy a lot of shit.
Oh my God.
They're like, how can we...
They come to you?
...extract more money out of Adam. Yeah, for sure. My girl, Taylor.
Shut up. What's the most recent thing you bought on The Real Real?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Have you bought things recently?
I bought Alex a Tom Brown sweater.
Just for fun? Or for his birthday?
No, just for kicks and giggles.
Hey, if you ever want to do that for me, if you ever see something... That just screams.
See, the
Katie.
Hard part is I'm not. I actually will. Like, if you're, I will start to search on. Like, I think The Real Real is really my love language. Like,
I send people things I see.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with The Real Real.
Especially people getting married. I always see people always sell their like
bridal
sparkly
looks.
White, like their bridal looks. Exactly. Yeah.
No, I honestly like hate promoting The Real Real on this podcast because I don't want people to know my treasure trove. You know, well, obviously people know about The Real Real, but like, it's such. A good spot.
But the thing is, it takes a certain kind of person to shop on The Real Real because you need a
shopping
lot of
shopping on The Real Real
time.
And shopping on ASOS is like this.
No,
same.
I know. That's
you have to dig.
That's what I'm saying. Like you,
you
need
to find the treasure.
You need to be dedicated.
No, literally,
it's like,
if you guys like look at my Real Real right now.
It's like antiquing. Like you need to be like, and also you need to see something for what it could be, not just because sometimes they do such an unfortunate job of styling it on the mannequin.
Look at how many save searches I have.
Oh my God.
I am always up to date. I think I have no less than like 25 save searches.
Well, what they do really well is when you add things to cart, they like only hold them for like 20 minutes or whatever.
Oh my God, that gives me so much anxiety and stress when I'm shopping on The Real Real.
No, it really does. And then it'll like disappear and then it like, it'll say it's like on hold. And I'm like, is it still on hold by me or is it on hold by someone else? I get stressed.
I will say that I do think that a lot of the money I've saved by shopping on The Real Real because I... have expensive tastes. Like I like nice things, but I am also frugal, and so I'm not gonna like buy
them like new.
I'm not gonna buy like a pair of Saint Laurent sneakers like retail. Like I'm not paying $1,200 for a pair of sneakers.
Remember when I did that?
Did you do that?
Yes.
Do you remember
the ones with the logo on the side?
I bought them. I don't know who the fuck I thought I was.
I remember those sneakers.
I wore them one time. They made my feet bleed like no other shoe I've ever worn. And I was wearing full socks, okay? Like, I knew I had to break them in, but
yeah.
I accidentally bought them a half size too small, I'm realizing. But then I went back, I tried to take them back because I bought them from, like, Saks or something.
Yeah.
And they were, like, they turned them over. They're, like, they've been worn. Like, they were appalled that I thought I could try to return them. So then I had to sell them on Instagram.
Wait, I'm also picturing you doing this. I randomly.
I don't know why I bought them. I don't wear sneakers. Like, what? Who the fuck did I think I was? Like, fashion sneakers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I have bought a pair of Saint Laurent sneakers on The Real Real, but they were new with tags. They were $300. They did, in fact, make my feet bleed multiple times. Why they actually still to this day make my feet bleed.
It's actually insane.
But that's because, so this is what happens to me on the railroad sometimes, is I'll buy something and without trying it on, like, you don't actually know the sizing of the designer because they all vary, especially when it's like foreign stuff. Do they
have like a period where you can try them on or try it on and return it? Or
you can, but you do have to pay a $15 restocking fee. So like that's how they get you, is you do have to pay a $15 restocking fee.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
That's a new thing. Well, at least
if you spend like $300 on something thinking that you're getting a deal. $15 makes sense.
Yeah. That's fair. They used to not have that. So I actually, on the railroad, I used to order like $3,000 worth of stuff, try on what I wanted, throw away what I didn't want, and then just like send it all back. Like I'd send like $2,500 worth of stuff back to them. And it'd be free shipping, free returns. So it's like you had nothing to lose. Now they caught my game. So now they do have a $15 restocking fee.
Does the $15 restocking fee only apply to Adam Harrison, or does it apply to...
In my mind, it does.
Are they punishing you?
I was personally victimized. I was like, this is definitely a me thing. I've
never
this.
Seen that on there.
The more you know. Now
I
you know.
I haven't returned anything yet.
But so I feel like all the money that I've saved on the railroad is sometimes offset because apparently sometimes I'll buy something where it's like not returnable, but I'm like, ooh, I really just need to take the risk because this is such a good price. But if it doesn't fit me, then I'm going to end up just like losing money on this. But like, hopefully I can resell it.
Sell it on Poshmark.
That's true. But there are so many things right now that I have in my apartment, which is why my railroad girl was going to come, where I've like bought from the railroad and they don't fit me. But I couldn't return them.
So she'll buy them back from...
So she'll go list them back on the railroad. I'll still lose money for sure because like also selling on the railroad is like the worst thing ever.
You get really bad margins, right? That's what I heard.
Horrible. Horrible. I've sold like $500 sweaters. I'll get like $5.
Yeah.
You know, like it's crazy.
Yeah.
But anyways, addicted to the railroad. So
there's this Gucci dress on there for $8,000 that recently dropped to $6,000. I have it like saved just for kicks. I'm not going to spend that much money on
the
dress.
Sometimes I will save things just to track it.
Just to track it. Because I'm curious, like, will it sell or will this be the kind of thing that sits on here for years?
Yeah.
It's like actually like the craziest dress I've ever seen too. It's like Technicolor, like rainbow with like feathers on the neck and on the sleeves and on the trim. It's like the craziest dress ever, but like I would love if it just arrived on my doorstep one day. Like I would not ask any questions.
That's literally me with these.
But I just track and it just went down $2,000 and I'm like, ooh, what a steal. But it's $6,000 still.
Isn't it like kind of fun to track that kind of stuff though? Like,
oh yeah, no, I'm addicted. I'm on a kick right now.
Okay, these are my favorite things to track. I have these two jackets in my little like saved thing that are full crocodile.
Oh my God.
And they literally have gone from 9,000 to 4,500.
Yeah, isn't it just fun to like look?
Yeah,
it's like tracking the stock market. I'm not going to actually buy it, but it's just fun to look at.
I kind of want it.
I don't know about that.
That'll be like the other jacket that you bought that you then resold.
Which one?
Or returned. The Dolce & Gabbana one.
Oh my God, that was the worst return of my entire life though.
Okay, you guys know how much I love my apartment. I love being home. Home is where the heart is, and it's more than just where the furniture is. It's an extension of who you are. Even small details like a rug can completely change how a space feels, and that's why we love Ruggable.
I added one of Ruggable's more neutral, modern rugs to my bedroom, pulled the whole space together, and made it look amazing. I really wanted something that looked a little bit more elevated and intentional, but still felt practical for everyday life. And the design of the one I got is this really clean, cozy vibe, and I've already had friends ask me where it's from. What sold me was that it doesn't just look high-end, and it's also machine washable, which is huge when you're constantly hosting or just living life in your apartment.
They have a high quality look and feel that feel like a traditional rug, even though they're easy to clean. Refresh your home at ruggable.com. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with promo code MATCHMADE at ruggable.com. That's ruggable.com. And use show code MATCHMADE at checkout.
Check it out.
What if the safest place to hide is also the most dangerous? From best-selling author Shane Rose comes Behind Closed Doors, a dark, suspenseful, ultra-spicy romance. It's definitely on my TBR. So excited to read this book. When a young woman's life is suddenly put at risk, she's taken in by a brooding billionaire single dad and offered a job that she can't refuse, live-in nanny. But his home isn't just luxurious, it's inside an ultra-wealthy, gated enclave where everything looks perfect. and nothing actually is.
He's protective, possessive, completely off limits, and the closer she gets to him, the more she realizes his world is way more dangerous than she ever imagined. It's no surprise Shane Rose has become a full-on book talk obsession.
If you're craving a dark, addictive, can't look away romance that'll take over your weekend, Behind Closed Doors is your next read. You can find Behind Closed Doors by Shane Rose wherever books are sold, in print and in ebook.
Check it out. Recently, I've been trying to be more thoughtful about what I wear every day, gravitating towards pieces that are easy, comfy, but still feel polished. It just really takes the stress out of getting dressed. I've been reaching for Quince a lot lately. You guys know we talk about them quite frequently, and for good reason, because the materials just feel really high quality, the fits are super flattering, and everything comes together without much effort. Quince makes it simple to update your everyday wardrobe this spring with pieces that look good and feel even better. They use premium fabrics like 100% European linen, organic cotton, and really soft denim.
With summer coming up soon, their lightweight linen pants, dresses, and tops start at $30 and are effortless, breathable, and easy to wear on repeat.
I have to brag about this pair of jeans that I have from Quince that I literally cannot stop wearing. I literally have to wash them frequently so I can keep wearing them. I'm obsessed with them, and my mom got a matching pair.
Refresh your everyday with luxury you'll actually use, and now available in Canada too. Head to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/matchmade for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade.
Check it out. Yeah. This actually still haunts me.
Can you describe this jacket for me? I'm having
Guys,
a hard time.
I actually, like, if anybody sees this in the wild and finds it for me, I will literally pay you to find this jacket.
You want it back?
Badly. Like, this is the worst decision I ever made. Actually, also, this is when I was younger and had less money, and this is when I did shady things on the railroad. I bought this jacket on the railroad for...
Are you going to get kicked off the railroad by, like, what you're about to admit here?
No, this is like literally 7 years, yeah. So okay. They're going to forgive me because I've spent a lot of money.
The grace period is over. Okay.
Yeah, so they've by far made their money back on this. I bought this Dolce & Gabbana jacket that was like a tux jacket for this wedding that I had in Miami like 6 or 7 years ago, I think.
Wait, I remember this jacket.
Yep. It's on my Instagram.
Didn't it have like something sparkly on it?
So the best thing about it is that it had a...
It was like a dragonfly, right?
Yeah, it had a sewed in like crystal like dragonfly brooch. Is it called a brooch?
Yeah, no, I have chills because I remember this jacket and I'm really, I don't think I knew that you got rid of it.
It fit me perfectly. It was the most stunning jacket ever. It was like just in our early years of the city and I just wasn't making that much money. And so like, it was like I think I bought it for like $400, $500 on the railroad. And that was like a lot of money for me to be spending on a piece of clothing.
Yeah.
And I bought it specifically for this wedding. I wore it to the wedding and then I returned it. So not great, Adam. But anyways, after I returned it, I'd gotten so many compliments on it. Alex, like, you really should not return that. Like, it fits you perfectly, and it's honestly, like, such a unique piece. And I returned it, and I have
You're
never
like,
seen
too
it
late,
since.
Sorry.
Literally, I've never seen it since. I can't even find it in my railroad
anymore.
Whoever
bought it on the railroad was like, oh my god, what a steal.
No, like, guys, like, it was...
Meanwhile, you're still devastated
me.
Over it.
It still haunts me. The dragonfly jacket. It's really depressing. It was the most beautiful jacket I've ever seen in my entire life.
I wonder if it's
me like a glove.
I wonder if it's out there.
I think about her sometimes.
Going to be sold.
It's got to be out there.
The dragonfly brooch.
Or it could be someone's like favorite jacket and they're never going to sell it. It's going to go in the grave with them.
The second I returned it, I immediately regret it and it was sold within 2 seconds.
Damn.
So I didn't even have time to rebuy it. Because I think then I did come to a conclusion. I was like, oh, I need to buy it.
I need tux. Yeah.
I was like, I just need to buy it again. Like, this is a mistake. I shouldn't have returned it. And then naturally.
Of course.
Sold within 2 seconds. Still think about that jacket, though. So, if anybody finds it.
The dragonfly jacket.
The dragonfly jacket. Gabbana. Dolce & Gabbana. I will literally pay you.
Wow.
A fee.
I don't know how we got on this topic. I think we were talking about The Bachelor.
Well, it's kind of funny because we were talking about Miami and then we actually just circled back to my wedding in Miami, which is the dragonfly jacket. Things come back to Miami.
You wore that jacket in Miami.
To a wedding in Miami at the Rusty Pelican, I think, is where it was.
The Rusty Pelican.
The Rusty Pelican. But nothing kind of crazy happened in Miami, I feel like. I mean, I was a menace. We were out until like literally 4 or 5 a.m. every single night. One of my friends was on Bachelorette there in Miami. And it's a completely separate trip, so not the friends that I was with.
Okay, I was trying to piece it together because I saw your story and I'm like, Adam's hanging out with so many different people right now. I can't figure out like if they're all together.
There were like so many different groups. But this is so classic Adam also. So I was at a dinner with one of my coworkers after we had a meeting. And the friend group that I was in Miami with was coming like landing that night, or one person was landing that night, and he was gonna like Uber to the hotel at midnight and stay with me. I'm leaving the dinner at, I think, 10:30 and going back to the hotel. He calls me, we have a conversation, and I'm like, oh yeah, like, you know, one of my friends is here for Bachelorette, like she wants me to come out, but I feel kind of weird like crashing the Bachelorette, so I'm not gonna go, and like I'll just be back at the hotel. So when you get here, like I left a key at the front desk for you, like I'll just be asleep, whatever. He was like, okay, like sounds good, like can't wait to see you, blah blah blah, because he's landing at midnight, I think. Mm-hmm. Literally, with I get back to the hotel, within 5 minutes of being back at the hotel, I convince myself that I actually need to go out and crash the Bachelorette. And so,
were you invited to crash the Bachelorette?
Yeah. So I had said no like a million times. And then my friend sent me individual videos from every single girl at the Bachelorette being like, you need to come.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes, yes. Because I was like,
did you feel so cool?
Well, in my head, I was like,
you're so wanted.
And I was like, obviously, I'm going to go.
Obviously, I'm going to go to the Bachelorette.
Yeah, I would like, too, honestly.
I was like, I'm being summoned.
Individual like, videos from everyone on the trip. Like,
no, I literally was like, I feel I must. Like,
it'd be like a letdown if you didn't.
100%. And so I went to go meet the girls and crash the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And it was at Mila, which is like my favorite restaurant in Miami, basically. And in the club that they have downstairs. And they had a table, and it was just like the most fun night ever. And we were there until like 2, 3 a.m. just being like crazy.
Obsessed.
So that was amazing. And then I was a shell of a human the rest of the weekend, essentially, because then we just did that every single night following.
Oof.
But also, like, the friend was obviously so confused because, lo and behold, he comes back to the hotel and he's like, where's Adam? And then he tracks me, and I'm
at the club.
I'm at the club. And he texted me, and he was like, wait, did you end up going out? And
it's like, not all that surprising, honestly, for you.
Guys, I just, like, am such an easy convince. Like, if somebody puts a fun plan in front of me, I'm there.
That's good.
You know?
Always down.
I did have a fleeting moment in my head where I was like, you know, how nice would it be for me to just, like, go to sleep and, like, wake up and go for a run and go to Pure Vida and have, like, a little morning. And I did all those things. But, however, I was out until 4 a.m. the night before. Still. So, alas.
It amazes me how much you do on such little sleep.
I know.
No, guys. This is actually the most concerning it's been, because then after that entire situation, I flew back to New York for 3 hours, swapped my suitcase, saw Colby for a hot second, and then immediately went back to the airport and flew to Sydney, Australia.
Woof.
Guys. Woof. It was a lot. It was a lot.
Yeah. I had a moment of panic on Adam's behalf. Adam was leaving for the airport. I was like, I was like, what time is your flight? Like, we had gone back because my friends were packing up their stuff, and as we were walking back, we had gone on a walk on the West Side Highway. As we were walking back, I kept thinking like Adam was gonna text me and be like, I'm on my way to the airport, like whatever, like keeping me updated. I checked his location, he was still home, and I was like, maybe I'm still confused about his travel and I don't know
what time his flight's at.
We get back, he's like still home, just like packing his stuff, and I was like, wait, what time is your flight? And what time was it?
My flight was at like 4.
Yeah. And like, I was like, does it board at 4?
What time was it at 4?
Okay, so actually I think my flight was at 4:45, and Colby gets home and it's like 3:15 or 3:30.
Yeah.
Adam, which airport?
I literally was like, it boards at 4:45 or leaves? And he was like, no, leaves. And I was like, you know, it's three, like, whatever time.
The airport's like an hour away. And
I was doing the mental math and I was like, thoughts and prayers. Like,
there's also all the craziness happening at the airport right now.
I know.
With the crazy lines.
I think I honestly was just so overwhelmed by my day that I was like, you know what? If I don't make my flight, it's God's plan.
Yeah.
Like, that's God's plan.
I respect that, honestly. And
you'll get on the next one.
And sure enough, I get to JFK and it was a disaster. Like, there was like a million people. Like, it was like what the TikToks look like. However, because I fly so much, I like have like the touchless and the pre-check and the clear and like touchless. All the stuff.
How do you get touchless? I've been hearing about it.
Truly, I actually have no idea how I even got touchless. Like, all of a sudden just started showing up in my app every single time. So I think it was automatic.
Interesting, because that's what happened with the ID for me. The like Delta ID or whatever. But last time I went, they were like talking about touchless and I'm like, I don't think I have this.
I truly have no idea how I got touchless, but I'm not even kidding. I cut the entire line. Like, but they escorted me to the front.
We found out that Jack could do clear. I just like didn't think he could do anything because he doesn't have his green card. So like he can't do TSA pre.
Yeah.
And so like I would sometimes have to like slum it in the general line with him.
Right.
Have all the things. Like, yes. I pay for clear, I have TSA pre. I'm like, I like to go through. And so sometimes I'm like, okay, I'll like stand with you in the line because I guess we're going to the same place. But then other times I'm like, I can't be bothered to take my shoes off. It's Fair. The shoes for me.
Right.
It's yeah. the shoes. It's not really like the wait. Like, sure, it is kind of the waiting, but it's more so I don't like to take off my shoes in the airport.
Mine is yeah. the unpacking of my bag. All of my bags are always packed to the brim, that having to unpack anything
yeah.
just messes everything up.
Yeah, but honestly, I do hope that they figure everything out at the airport, and I do feel bad for the TSA workers.
Like, same. Although, I think that they got funding approved on Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So, I think it's actually better now.
I missed that. Oh, good.
I could be totally wrong, but I'm pretty positive I saw that in the news.
Wait, I hope so.
Oh, careful. Over
Colby's
there.
Gonna ruin another rug.
I caught it. I
remember
caught
when
it.
Colby ruined my rug live
that was
on air?
Really
I
scary.
I literally live was like that happened again.
See, notice I have a dark colored rug now, so it's
it Colby right in.
Colby proof. Colby proof.
Wait, it
I
really
do
is
like
so bright.
Drop things all the time.
It really is really bright in here. Okay, so wait. Now, last weekend, how was it out? Did you
honestly? We had such a fun time.
Meet anyone?
It I was just, very fun.
I'm actually devastated that that bar Bandits closed.
Oh, I saw that.
Hadn't been in a minute, but
oh,
this...
interesting.
I kind of like, hated it there.
Really?
It was so tiny.
It was...
The layout was, like, not feasible.
It was always packed, though. I don't know why they closed. Anyway, sorry, back
Wait, you actually want to know who Colby met on Saturday?
Yeah, who?
Do you know what I'm about to say?
No.
Oh, let me just tell you. Colby and I get off the subway. We're, mind
oh,
you...
Oh, yeah. Now I know.
Wait,
I'm... We're in Williamsburg. We're almost an hour late to our friend's 30th birthday party. Mind you, that's actually not that bad, but like there was like a lot of people that were late.
Yeah. Well, and it wasn't... Oh, my God. Sorry.
Colby,
I'm playing with my rings.
Colby's ring flies
Colby's
off.
Throwing things everywhere.
I know. Sorry.
Just relax a little bit.
Colby, take a deep breath.
Sorry.
It's just the podcast.
Sorry.
Okay. Colby and I get off the subway in Williamsburg. We're walking towards... the birthday party. We see this like big garage door open that has like all these vintage paintings in it and trinkets and all kinds of things. And I'm pretty sure I was like, Katie would love this place.
My dream.
But, like, I was like, let's pop in. Okay. Like, we're already so late. Like, we may as well just pop into this very random warehouse sale in Brooklyn. We're walking around. Colby and I kind of go to divide and conquer. Colby's in another section of the place. I'm in one section of the place. I look up, and who is directly in front of me is the guy that I went on three dates with in December/ like beginning of January, and then ended up like fizzling out/ it kind of ghosted him.
Meanwhile, yes, I am on the other side of the store, and there's like a barricade shelf thing. I can't see the other side, but I was like, of course Adam sees somebody he knows in here, so I like
yeah
follow the sound of his voice and
could
find
be anyone
because I'm like, oh my yeah. god, hey, hi. Like what's how's it going, what's up, blah, blah, blah. And then Colby comes up and I'm like, oh my God, this like actually can't get any worse, because it's literally him and two of his friends, and his two friends come over and they're like, oh, hey, how's it going? And then I introduce myself to his two friends, and he and I are like catching up a little bit. And then Colby comes and I introduce him to Colby, and then his two friends go, wait, how do you two know each other?
Oh no.
And I like pause for a second.
Like, oh yeah, I ghosted your friend here.
And I was like, we dated. And they're like, oh. And I was like, yeah, as gays in the city do.
And then you ghosted him.
And then I was like, okay,
did you
well,
ghost him or did he ghost you?
They still chat. You said you guys still talk sometimes.
We still talk sometimes.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't like,
yeah.
It was
yeah,
just like right. a fizzle, romantic fizzle, but you're still friends.
It wasn't yeah. clocking to me who it even was, though, until Adam explained after. And then we walk away and I was like, oh, look at these things, like trying to make a comment. And Adam goes, we have to get out of here right now. I was like, I was trying to like,
Colby
make
was
it
like,
seem like we weren't having that conversation.
Colby was like, ooh.
No, Colby was trying to be so chill, and I was like, we need to get out. I'm like dragging, I'm literally like weaving through traffic. I'm like dragging Colby through the establishment. I'm like, get me the fuck out of this
place. And
they right
also
now.
Beelined out like at the same time.
No, like the same thing was happening in either direction. Like they were definitely like, we need
he
to get the fuck out.
He wanted to get
here.
The fuck out. You Correct. Wanted to get the fuck out. Okay,
yeah,
so
I was like, this place is a trap. I never want to be in
here. Everyone got out safely.
Yep. Everyone got out safely. Mark safe. And then Colby and I were like basically running down the street, and we're like, we're pretty sure he's right behind us. Pretty sure he's right. Well, that was me, actually, not Colby. Colby's super chill. I was not chill at all.
That's no, honestly electric.
I was feeling it on your behalf. Don't worry.
I was exuding stress.
Secondhand stress.
I was being an empath. Like, I was feeling your stress with you.
I was like, what is happening?
Okay. So the party, that was fun.
Party was fun. we just hung out at that bar, and then what was the place
we went to? Layla Finger Bang Alley, and then we went to Skinny Dennis.
I was holding court in Finger Bang Alley. Do you know what that is? I'm obsessed with saying it now.
Wait, can you say
that? Honestly, is so violating though. The fact that exists.
Can you say it again?
Finger Bang Alley. Oh, I know what that alley. Is. Yep. You know what a finger bang is. We know, girl. We know. Oh. So essentially, there is this bar called Skinny Dennis. Which, first of all, they weren't even going to let me into the establishment because I never have my ID. I don't carry an ID with me.
Adam.
I normally will carry my passport because I haven't had my ID in like years.
Since when?
That's a complete lie. A year. I haven't had my ID. I law. No. Oh, no. I was getting a New York ID last year. And then.
What happened?
I got my New York ID, but they basically, I couldn't use my new address that Colby and I have. So they had to send it and use the address of like my old apartment. Cause like when you submit documents,
which
you have to submit
fine.
Like your Con Ed bill and you have to submit XYZ, whatever. And so I obviously didn't have one for Colby's new address. So I was like, oh, perfect. I'll just like use my old address and like ship it to my old apartment, whatever. They ship it to the old apartment and my old apartment threw it away. Cause like they just threw away.
You didn't set up mail forwarding?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Oh my God.
To this day, you always have to do it.
Anyone, if you're moving out of an apartment, set up mail forwarding.
Yeah, didn't do that because also like, USPS. How would I know? Like, I've never moved.
Oh yeah, true. True.
We have talked about it multiple times.
Mail forwarding?
Yes.
Well, I haven't done that. Still, and Chloe and I have been in this apartment for like 7 months.
Well, it's too late now.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter.
Too
now.
Too late now.
I mean, my mail that gets forwarded for the most part is like
it's never anything fun. Yeah.
It's like credit card applications,
but it's like just in case, like, just in case, like.
Didn't need that. It was good though for my W-2s.
Just in case you get summoned to court or something.
Oh, true.
Yeah, but so anyways, we...
You didn't have your ID, so you got in trouble. Do you have a picture of it?
I have a picture of it. And so normally they let me show a picture of my ID. So I'm normally fine with that. So I went, I was like, oh, hey, like, can I show you a picture of my ID? And this guy was being a huge asshole and was like, no. And I was like, what do you mean no? Like, I have a picture of my... I'm like 100 years old. Like, let me show you my ID.
You're not 100 years old.
And he refused.
You look 21 to me.
Appreciate that. He literally refused. And then I was just standing there like, okay, like, I guess I'm going home. Like, can somebody go tell my wife that, like, I'm like, I'm going to kick off this place.
That I'm stranded.
And then one of our friend's boyfriends was like, wait, can I just like pay you? And so he paid for me to get in.
How much?
The guy wanted $20 and like he gave him $25.
Honestly?
He was like, damn, bro. And the tip, thanks.
I'm honestly on the side of the bouncer here.
No. He got his back. I honestly should have done that in the first place, but I think I was so annoyed at him that I was like, I'm not going into this stupid
place.
You need
to get an ID.
I guess I do.
Do you wait? So now you can't do a Maryland ID. You can only do the New York because you now are like registered.
Yeah.
For the New York ID, I only say that because I got a new Maryland ID literally on the internet. Like I just like
ordered a copy.
Yeah, because of. It's different state to state. Like some states allow you to do it, some states don't. But I literally went on like New York or Maryland, like .gov or something, and they just sent me a new one here.
If you got a New York, didn't you do it?
I did it, but so now my issue and the reason why I haven't gotten a new ID is because now I have to go back to the DMV, but I have to set up an appointment, and it's like
impossible. But you can't go online and just order another copy?
No, I tried. Oh. Said I need to do it in person.
What the actual frick?
New York, it's like actually such a procedure. It's horrible.
Well, yeah, that's annoying.
Can't relate. I'm still loyal to our home state. Good old Maryland.
I think I'm in a New Yorker now. Like, I just like, I don't even consider myself a Marylander.
I feel like such a fraud with my New York ID.
Why?
I don't know.
Boston girl.
I miss my Massachusetts one.
Maryland IDs are cuter than New York IDs. I'm sorry. It's true. They're like colorful and beautiful.
Yeah. The Massachusetts one, like I don't even have it anymore. When you get a New York ID, they like take it and staple it to your application.
Oh, that's upsetting. You couldn't even keep it as a memento. Yeah. Well, okay. So you got into the party and it was fun.
Got into the party. Was very fun. I was holding court. Okay, so now I need to explain Finger Bang Alley because I can't just let that hang in either. There is this back corner of this bar called Skinny Dennis that I was essentially holding court in. And somebody was like, oh, you're in Fingerbang Alley.
You were just like hanging out in the corner.
Yeah, and I was like, what do you mean I'm in Fingerbang Alley? Like, what does that even mean? Basically, the bartenders at this bar, Skinny Dennis, have this Instagram account called Fingerbang Alley, where they take pictures of people who are making out and finger banging in the corner, essentially, and then post it on their Instagram.
That feels illegal.
I know, that's what I said.
Wait, I'm...
Well, they haven't posted since 2023, so perhaps it did end up being illegal.
Oh my God.
You found it?
It's like incredibly violating.
Okay, 2,500 followers and 236 posts. And then there's a GoFundMe in the links.
GoFundMe for what?
Support your local staff.
Oh, interesting.
Their bank account. Go fund my bank account.
I will say, actually randomly loved this place. Like, it was completely disgusting.
$16,000 raised.
That's insane.
In the GoFundMe. It's
literally insane. I hate but love this place. Their drinks are randomly really good. Did you have a ranch water?
Yeah, that's what I got.
Like, so good.
Yeah.
Probably the best ranch water I've ever had in my life.
Wait, I'm obsessed. Good. It's just pictures of people making out.
Correct.
Do they have to consent?
No, there's no way.
This feels illegal. Oh my God, it's insane, this account. Okay, well, yeah, it has not been active since 2023. Okay.
Yeah, good stuff.
Well, that's so interesting.
So that was basically our day. And then Colby and I were like hellbent to go out after, and then rapidly depleted. Rapidly. We ended up going back to the city, and then...
Well, it more so was like, oh my God, ow. We are in an Uber that's basically dropping us off at home. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, okay, so... We're either going to have to call another car and go somewhere else or just go home.
Yeah, if you don't have a plan also, sometimes it's just like, yeah. I'm tired.
Yeah.
It was easy to go home. I mean,
the wheels fall off.
We'd kind of been out since like 3 or 4 at that point, yeah. And it was like 9, I think.
That's a shift. That's a full shift.
It was enough time.
We had a day. But it was such a fun day that I feel like the momentum was like...
I see.
Caring, you know? Like, I really liked the first bar...
I see.
Loved Skinny Dennis.
Related to Skinny Dennis, we got an email about you two.
Oh,
what we got an email. I'll read it. It's short. Gals, literally obsessed with y'all. Fun fact, I saw Adam and Colby at Skinny Dennis in Williamsburg. I think I almost passed away. Colby, I think I told you were perfect 400 times because it's true.
Oh, Adam, all caps. I saw this email when we got home.
Oh, you saw the email already?
Yeah. I don't remember it, but yeah.
It was unopened, so you must have sneaky unopened it.
Maybe I saw the thumbnail. Did we read the whole thing?
It said Skinny Dennis mishap. That was the subject line.
Yeah, yeah.
Funny story, like, while we were there.
Poured a drink on someone, right?
I was really, she said, funny story while we were there. I was really hitting it off with this man. He was super cute. We were shooting the shit. And then I accidentally spilled his drink over the table and it got all over his pants. He acted like I literally stabbed him in the chest. It was so uncomfortable. He acted like I ruined his whole entire year and made a whole scene. Should I start spilling drinks on people to screen if they're assholes? Love you guys.
Damn. I love that. That's funny.
Yeah.
I had no idea that was occurring.
So fun.
Oh, so you, okay, I remember this now. Colby hung out with them. I don't think I met them.
Yeah, I was going to the bathroom and I met them.
Obsessed.
And they were so cute and fun.
Honestly, the way that someone...
This had to have been before that I met them before that because she didn't mention that part to me.
Well, it is interesting how people react when they're spilled. Like, when something like that happens, like, it really is a testament of someone's character, how they act. But I guess it also depends on what was spilled. Was it clear or was it red wine? Because red wine, like, is a death sentence for some fabrics.
Yeah, that's tough.
But it's also, like,
I mean, that bar was disgusting. There were liquids all over the floor.
You hate to be spilled on, but,
it's
like...
It's not fun to be spilled on, but I think, like, the way that you... act afterwards is a testament to your character.
No,
it's
a mistake. She didn't intend to do it.
Don't cry over spilled milk. Don't cry over spilled tequila soda.
Right, that's what they say.
Anyway,
and on that note,
we're at a good stopping point so we can get on with our work.
On that note, it's been fun, girls. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. I wonder what was spilled on her or him.
Something bad.
Something bad.